We learned it was Zeichel Lundu Rishmas. Shlomo Tzvi Ben Avraham Yehuda Halevi. We learned it in Masechet Yedayim. We have to Perek Beis. We're going to review today Perek Beis Mishneh Gimel. Perek Beis Mishneh Gimel. So here is Perek Aleph, Perek Beis Mishneh Gimel. It says in the Mishnah as follows. It says Perek Beis Mishneh Gimel HaYedayim Metamois. Matarus had a parak. The Yidaim then Matamus says the parak. Yidaim but Matamus Kolema Matamus Betumas Yidaim Matarus Minatilas Yidaim becomes Tame. Hands becomes Tame Betumas Yidaim. Matarus Minatilas is become Tar at a parak. Yesh Farish Man Mokum Chakiba Kaf Lekon Azroya. Some say means until the wrist. Hayanu Kolpis Hayad. Yesh Farish Man Mokum Chakiba Etzpois in the knuckles of Hayad. And some say, third opinion says, Yeshua Ad Perek HaMitzvah until the knock, until the joints.
Does he say here? Does he show it?
So he says over here he is in the Mishneh Gimel.
Yeah, it shows you all the different points.
No, he doesn't. There's the Perek. He says, some Perek HaTos Yidayim Ad HaPerek, the wrist. Okay, that's it. He goes until the wrist.
He says it's the wrist?
That's what he says, the first interpretation. There are three opinions. There are three opinions. Okay? Three opinions. Okay?
Okay.
Next. Kate
Slack. Yidayim Tumeis. Umitaharis.
Umitaharis. They become tame.
Tumeis, Tumeis, Yidayim. Umitaharis.
And they become tar. Benetilas them. When you wash your hands, so until the water is matar the hands. Until we are at a perek, until the perek. All the laws of Tumeis v'tahar when it comes to Yidayim only goes until the wrist.
Ad makim chivaka.
Until the place where the wrist, where the hand joins the wrist.
Keitzad.
Keitzad was if not all the Rishonim ma'am Rishonim ha'perek. So the first thing you wash is that you create a notal, so Rishonim ma'am Rishonim ala perek. Kishir shitzach litol. And the second washing took place in up on the arm. And the word went backwards to the yad. So then the halach is hayad. While if yishamayim hashniim shayuchutz to perek v'chazru liyad to hirim him. Shein hayadayim b'tamas chutz to perek. They don't become tummy in that part of the arm. So it shows you in the picture. I'll show you this in the picture. Okay, so here is Notal. So you shine in. So you wash the first hands until the perek. Nasan Mayim Rishonim Ad HaPerek. You put the first water upon the hand, the perek, until the perek.
No.
And then Nasan Mayim Shneim. Nasan Mayim Rishonim Ad HaPerek. The Nasan Mayim Shneim. What? Not Al Lesser Rishonim Ad HaPerek. Yes, Hashneim Chutz to Perek. For Chazul Yad. Yotzu Mayim Shneim. Chutz to Perek. For Chazul Yad to Chayu. So he's saying, what happened over here? He's saying in the case of Notal Shashem, Maim Rishonim Ad HaPerek, Kishir Sarech, Kitol, Vyas Hashmim, Maim Chutz Perek, Kholoymar, Kholoymar,
Shofach,
Gam, Chutz Perek,
Chazu HaMayim,
Chutz Perek, Chazu HaMayim, Chutz Perek, Liyad, Sokha Perek, Tohira Hayal, if Yisha Maim Hashmim, he's learning over here in Shat. He's saying over here that he learns that when you wash the second water, you wash in the same location, not like a second copy. You did a good job. Also araper, but you didn't go up and down. So when you go up, the water of the shneim, yatsu mayim shneim chutz l'perek. The water then drips over here, and it makes contact with your wrist, and then the chazru liyad, and it goes back where it came from originally. So what would you argue? That the area behind the dotted line is tummy. So when water goes from here to there, it becomes tummy. And then when it becomes tummy and it goes back, it's mitame everything.
Right.
That's the finish. Because that's what the mission begins by telling us. Like, mitamas and mitamas out of perek. So just because the water went and it went backwards to the area of the wrist, doesn't matter. Once the water that makes contact with this part of the body does not become tummy. If it does not become tummy and it then makes its way back over here, it has no effect.
Mm-hmm.
The next part of the Mishnah. So the Kati, he learns, you wash the hands of the Yushim. Then the second washing was not here. The second washing was on the wrist.
Yeah.
And then it,
then
it,
the water dripped down. But he holds the same thing. Same idea. That it doesn't affect.
Because this area does not
matame. It's not
matame.
Right. This area is not matame. It's only the hand.
Only hand. Very good. Right. Next halacha. Next. Not the shayin. You wash the shayin. Yes,
shayin. What did you do with the word vashnim chutz leperek? According to him, it's not really chutz leperek.
No, you wash it over here, and then it goes over here. Mayim shnim harei elutayim kshiyatzu uchshiyatzu. Chutz leperek, when it goes chutz leperek, lo nitzmu sharei chutz leperek in metame. Umeile kishu chazru liyad lo nitzmu ohayad. Does that become metame? Zer din harishon mishnah hayadam metame leperek al ma'aver leperek harehim toros. Okay, pretty straightforward. Okay.
Okay.
Right. No, I'm not. I'm really not.
Okay, this could be it.
Weiter. Kate said, now we go to the next halacha. Not halacha. A nai halacha.
Not
halacha.
Both.
Full superic.
Both of you.
Then they
come down here.
Not al. Chusperk. Shigam ha'mayim b'rishonim v'yam ha'shonim yotzim chusperk v'chusperk v'chusperk. Not al here you wash as...
What's he say here?
Not al shishon v'yam ha'shonim chusperk. Shigam ha'mayim b'rishonim v'yam ha'shonim yotzim mitoich ha'perek v'chusperk. V'chozhu liyad l'such ha'perek t'meyo ha'yad why? Shamayim ha'rishonim shiyotzim v'chusperk nitmu t'chilo min negiyosam b'yodoy v'soich ha'perek. The mayim rishonim is tamei, because the mayim rishonim has extracted the tumah from your hand onto the water. It remains tamei. The mayim shnim only has the power to be metahar the water that's below the on the other side of the dotted line. The loya samayim shechutz leperek. Not all less we shine him, yes, Ashnim, chutz the peric, because we yet a Aleph, no sign, my we shine him out of peric. Okay, you see the wet. Okay,
it wasn't out of peric. He said both of them.
Not
all, I said we shine him, yes, Ashnim, chutz
the peric.
Both of them were
so
done.
What does it mean, chutz? So he explains, what does it mean, chutz? He explains, when it says chutz, chutz does not mean where you originally poured the water. Chutz means you washed it only in here and then it went, after you washed it, it then traveled. It traveled on the other side of the dotted line. He explains, Aleph, Nosan Mayim Harishonim Araperek. Everything is good.
Yeah.
Now what happens? Here is where it says the word
Chutz.
Beis. Zavu. It flowed.
It flowed.
The Mayim Rishonim Sheheim Tmeim. This Mayim is Tameh. It flowed to the other side of the dotted line. You see that?
Chutz Laperek.
Chutz. The other side of the lake.
Gimel, Lou.
Then, no son mayim shneem ara perek. Now I put mayim shneem ara perek.
Yeah.
So now this water, nitaru hamayim shal gali perek. Any water that's on the right side of the dotted line, it becomes tar. But now, mayim rishonim adayin b'tumas, but the water over here, on the left side of the dotted line, remains tame.
Why is it tame?
Because that's the first halacha of the mission. The koyach of netilas yadayim tin mitar mayim can only be mitzad the mayim on the right side of the dotted line. When Chazal said,
on this side, it's not even tummy. So why
it is tummy? Let's review. When you pour water on your hand,
why
those little dots? Because the koyach of the first the mayim we showed him. What is the mayim we showed him accomplish? We went through this so many times. What is the accomplishment? The great accomplishment of the mayim we showed him.
Did you really have to say that? Did you really have to say it?
No, I didn't. Okay. Oh, you take it as an insult?
No. But did you have to say it anyway?
These little dots, what do they accomplish? When you pour water on your hands, what are those dots? What happens? The tumma is extracted from your hand and it is applied to the water.
Okay.
Okay, so now those little dots are tameh, and your hand is tall. Are we clear with that?
Sure.
Now, what happens next? Those little dots, they go on the left side of the dotted line. Once you cross the line, there's no potential for a second netilah to be metahar those dots. Those dots can only become tahar from a second netilah when they're on the right side of the dotted line. What?
Why?
That's the first lach of the mission.
Why?
Gzeres chachamim. That's the gzeres.
Don't tell me gzeres chacham.
That's the halacha. That is the halacha. Halacha l'moshav. Whatever you want to call halacha l'moshav Sinai, it's takanas chazal. You want to say it's minat Torah. I don't know what it is, but that's what it says in the mission. The first opening one of the mission is kedai to come today just to clarify this point.
Believe it's not in.
Hamayim,
okay?
Hamayim.
It's not in now.
Hamayim, mitamois umitarois. What does the first say? Yeah. Ad haperek.
Yeah.
Yadayim only become tummy until the perek umitaharois. The koyach of netilas yadayim to be mitaher. The koyach of tahara that was given by Chazal of netilas yadayim, it only works, it only achieves a goal ad haperek, only until the perek, ad kan. Got it? Ha yadayim ha mitam mitamois u mitarois ad haperek. So if you start out here with water on your hands, you pour water, what has the water done? It has extracted the tumah in the hand. It has now been absorbed by the dots. Those dots are tumah. Those dots now travel. Zavul, they travel. Those dots travel to the left side of the dotted line. When it's on the left side of the dotted line, it's in a zone. It's in a zone where there's no potential for those drops of water to become tahar. It's in a naya zone. Now, Nasan Mayim Shneim Araperek. Now I pour Mayim Shneim. The Mayim Shneim that I pour is going to cleanse the tumah from the dot, from the tumah that's now resting in the water. Mitaru Hamayim Sha'al Davi Aperek. What happens now? But the water on the left side of the dotted line, you're not paying attention. Don't look over there. There's nothing over there. Believe me, there's nothing to look at. Garnish Geholfen. Garnish Geholfen. Your salvation is not going to come from looking over there. Salvation will not come. Salvation will not come from over there. Believe me.
Okay. I don't know, you can just explore it anytime.
Let's say the legs are
5 to 5. No control.
So in those 5
the water over here, it flows now over here. So now it's on the left side of that line. Zavu Hamayim Shneim Al Gabi Mayim Rishonim Chutz L'Perek. Now here's the beautiful lamb. So what happens now? When the water flows here, the Mayim Shneim Nitzmu becomes Tamei Min Harishonim. Im Yozoivu Mayim Elu now, period. Im Yozoivu Mayim Elu b'chazaru l'nef. Now the water goes backwards, back to the yad. Nitmu hayad min amayim hashmiyim. It's very straightforward. That's chazin nochemo. I see you don't got it. I wash my hands on tamei. I wash my hands one time. The rishonim. What has happened at this moment in time? When you wash your hands for the first time, the tumah from the hand has been removed and has been transferred to the water.
Right.
The water is still on my hand.
Right.
Now, I'm supposed to, at this point in time, to wash a second time. When I wash a second time, the goal is that the mayim shneim will be mitaher, the mayim rishonim.
Correct.
Not like the common man will tell you in the street that the purpose of washing the mayim shneim is to have the water flow away, have the water washed away. There's no such thing. But when you wash, even, people don't even know what the first stage is. People think it's magic. You have, in order for the tumah to leave, you have to do it twice. I bet you, if you ask the average person in the street, tell me, sir, even in the Beis Medrash, tell me, why do you wash your hands twice?
I'm not asking what they're telling you.
So what will they think? You need to wash it twice in order to remove the tumah. There's no such thing. Washing your hands once removes the tumah. It removes the tumah from the hand and it's removed.
It into the water.
Where is it? It's in the water. But your hands are still wet. So now why do you wash a second time? He'll make another mistake. All right, and if the water is tumah, I wash a second time in order to have the water flow off. The second gush of water is going to cause the first water on my hands to fall into the sink to disappear. And all I'll be left with on my hands. No, that's not what it does. Because you only need a teeny, teeny fraction of water to wash the mayim shneim. So what? And you have the water, after you wash the mayim shneim, your hands are still wet from the mayim rishayim. So what have you accomplished? The accomplishment is that the second netilah is metaher the tumah from the mayim. The only reason why
is
Mataris.
That's what rips it off. It's
Mataris. Okay. So now, but there's a very big Tanai, and that Tanai is this whole technique of removing Tumma and being Mataris Mayim only works on the right parak. Side of the dotted line.
Of the Perak. From the Perak
and the Perak Ulamata, the right side of the dotted line. Lamai Nafkamina. Oh, here's a very nice illustration of the Nafkamina.
And we all know that, and that's all. At the Kanes Chachamim, quote unquote, or
Halacha
Mishnah, quote unquote.
Very good. You're quoting me. I like that.
And if you believe that, you'll believe anything.
What's the problem? This is the first line of the Mishnah.
All right. Are
you dying in time of the okay? So now we have enough. The water. You first water. The water. The tomb is down in the water.
Right.
Got it. Got it.
Can do it. How many times?
Okay. Next. Now we go to case number three. Case number three. Not Alas or Yishayim Liyod Yachas. One hand. The nimlach, you change your mind. The notulas hashnim l'shteyod. Then I wash the second in both hands together.
What does that mean?
Tumeos.
What's the case? Natal rishonim.
You wash only one hand.
Natal as a rishonim liyodei achas.
Mayim rishonim. The first rishonim liyodei only one hand.
Yeah.
The nimlach, I have a change of heart. I have
then,
a change.
And then you what? The natal as a shnim
l'shteyod. Let me help this guy.
Please.
He's got it. Go ahead. This rabbi is going to help him. Not unless you change your mind. You wash both hands. What's the name to us? There you go. Here's a big picture of water. This is a nice big picture of water. I wash Nosan Mayim Yishayim Pachus Revius Al Zobifne Atzma. Where did he get that from? Never said that over here in the Teresh, in the Beir. Not all this, so you're showing him, I was straight. Not all this, so you're showing him, Liyadu Achas. Shaloi not all Eliyad Achas. Vinim lach not all this, so you're showing him, Shri Yadav. Shakidiv es Yadav, Zo, Lazo, Vashavach, Shainis, Al Shteyam. Tmeos, Hayadayim, Shamayim, Shashnim, Shnitim, Machmas, Yad, Shloim, Did, Nod, Bitkula. Shoy, Lagabe, Oiso, Yad, Heim. Mayim Yishayim b'chol v'chayim on time. Let's say Yad Hashniya the Yesh Mefarshim. Okay, so maybe over here we're saying the Yesh Mefarshim. Let's see, we didn't do this yesterday. Yesh Mefarshim. Not unless we Yishayim liyodei achas kloy mash. Not the Mayim Yishayim called Yad v'Yad b'fnei atzma. The Nimlach v'not unless Hashniya liyishtei yodei shetziruf achar kach shtei yodei sheshof achalei Mayim Yishniyim tmeos. Hayadam, Kishitsiv as Yoda Yidnitmo, Kolachas Mehem, Namayam Rishonim, Shavachaverto, Shamayam Shalgabe Zo, Metamim, as a Mayam Shalgabe Haverto, the Gam as a Yak, Kishem Shimitamim, Kika shall choose Shnogabahem, Shuttles of Mayam Shinim, Lotiers of Mayam Rishonim, Mashitmo, Mahmas, Mayim Shal Haverto, El Adrabo, Avashinitmo, Mahalio, is now it's over Bram. Okay, it's neither of the bottom, neither of the two. I don't know what he says over here. Here we go. Let's see what he says over here. What he says over here. Not all Mayim Rishon Pachos Mirvius Al Zo B'Fnei Atzma. So he says over here that it's less than Mirvius. I don't know why he has to say that. We wash hands on this yacht. Nosan Mayim Rishon Pachos Mirvius Al Zo B'Fnei Atzma. That's how we don't shut. None of the above. Like neither of the two appear Rishon.
What?
He washed both hands. Not all. This is the next case. He's literally over here. When it says Yod Achas, it means he washed one hand at a time. But the point of here is each hand was less than a revius.
Okay.
Less than a revius. Then Tzirif.
The Nimlich.
He changes mind.
Now, what does that mean he changes mind?
Now there's a change. It means instead of washing that, what are you supposed to do now? You're supposed to now wash each one. Nochamol, Mayim Shneim. Mayim Shneim. So the Nimlach. Nimlach means now, I don't want to wash each one separately. I want to wash the second washing. Sevenim. Achtos. I now bring you two together. We start over here. Each one is separate. Separate. Two by Zunda dimension. Two. And Hashem brought two. And I wash one hand. I wash another hand. And now I bring the two together. You know what that creates? That creates from. Taruvus. Taruvus. See that?
It's two separate people? It's not the same person?
One person, two hands. One person is two hands.
Yeah.
So you wash the first hand, wash the second, and then each one, then I bring them together. Sirif Yadav Zolazok, they lost his lay Mayim Shri. I bring them together. Mayim Rishonim, so what happens? By bringing the two hands together, you recontaminate the hands. Because when I wash this hand, the water is tameh. I wash this hand, the water is tameh. So now when the water of this hand touches this hand, the water of this hand touches this hand, it contaminates the hand. You understand? It
contaminates both hands.
I wash this hand separately. Right. I wash this hand separately. Right. By the Mishav Shef, the water on each hand is tummy, right? When I wash the hand once, the water is tummy.
Right.
So I'm a Shav Shef, the water, but the hand is tar. When I wash one time, my hand is now 100% tar. But where is the tar?
The water
is tummy.
The water.
So the water of this hand touches this hand.
Yeah.
The water is metame the yad.
Wow.
Metame the yad. See if Yodav Zolu Zokre Los Alei Mayim Shriyim. Mayim Rishonim Shalgav Yad Achas Mithamim Mayim Rishonim Shalgav Yad Shriya. Mayim Shalgav Yad Shriya Choyjim Tamer Sayad. The water of the Rishonim, which is very, very, you're going into very, very detail. The Mayim Rishonim Shalgav Yad is Mitham, the water on the Yad Shriya. But anyway, it's Tamei. That's maybe why it's supposed to be Revius. Maybe that's the reason why. And the Naila, now the water becomes tummy, your mind shall gab out yad shriya, choyajim tummy sayad. What he's saying over here, is not like this and this. It's similar to the second, but it's not like that. You have to see what he's saying over here.
This is a complicated mission.
The Kati makes it very, very simple. The Kati's case, maybe he has another parish over here? Kati makes it so simple. Kati says over here is, I wash one hand, period. It's one hand.
Right.
One hand, the zehu.
Right.
Now, the water on the one hand is, the water is tummy, right?
Right.
And now I wash, and then the other hand I don't wash. And then I go and I put this in, this hand, which is tummy, touches this hand. So if I do, and then I pour the mayim, then I pour. Now, when I do that, according to the Kahati, if this hand is wet, and this hand is dry, and I clap my, and I touch the hands, what happens at this moment in time? Nothing. Nothing happens. Why does nothing happen? Because the tumah, the water is tahar, and the hand is tahar. Even though this hand is still tameh, so what? Just because this hand is tameh, has no effect on this hand. The water anyway is tameh. So where's the problem? The problem is now I pour the mayim shriyim both hands together. When I pour the mayim shriyim, so now this hand, the tumah has been extracted from this hand. And the water is tame. So the water that's tame now will be choyzer metame the water on this hand. And when the water on this hand, then the hand becomes tame. All right, let's see what we have. I think he's trying to say there are problems in that case.
So maybe we shouldn't learn the way he's learning. Let's just do it the Kati.
No, let's get a picture of this. Let's do it with Kati. Because Kati, I see the problem. I see the problem. It's not so simple. The Kati is very simplistic, but you have to think about it. You're going into an area where you can have problems. Let's see over here. Listen, you learn a little terrible. What's so terrible? You learn a little complicated. What's so terrible? You mask something. Mayim Yishayim. Mayim Yishayim. Yishayim Pachas Mavias. Mayim Yishayim Less Mavias. Okay, there's Mayim Yishayim. Then why? Hein Mayim Yishayim. Hein Mayim Shalitnu Min Hayat. B'chol Zman Shehin Al Hayat Le'gozu Aleihem Sheyitamu Es Hayat. That's the insight. If you have over here water that's less than a revius, he's saying over here a very important principle which explains a lot of things. A very important insight. He's opening up our minds to understand the depth of the Mishnah. B'chol Zman Shehin Al Hayat Le'gozu Aleihem Sheyitamu Es Hayat. The Im Le'kein Ein Le'adayim Taharu Le'olam. Chazon Ish Yadayim Chazon Ish Yishno is unbelievable. The only one that does that is him. All of the Mishnayos, they never look at the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, you want to see the brilliance of the Chazon Ish? You learn the Mishnayos with the parish of the Chazon Ish. Because the Chazon Ish, he brings out the most fundamental questions. He shows that a lot of things don't make any sense. And because they don't make any sense, he's Machadish. Mamish new Yisodos, and the Yisodos explain everything, and yet Mamish jaw drops in the brilliance of the Chazon Ish. Where was he until now?
Correct.
Okay, so You know the Chazanish, whole Chaim was running because of the Chazanish.
He told me.
You know that?
He told the other guy to take a hike. What's his name? Shaftish.
We're on. The whole world is listening. The whole world is listening. You know, there are millions and millions of people listening over here. Be careful what you say over here. I'm telling you, you think I'm joking? This thing goes right to the cloud.
You understood that the potatoes was the guy who was supposed to get it. His potatoes.
No, that was, he didn't exist at that time. Right. My, over here he's saying Akash. He's saying yes, Akash. Akash over here is. If I go and I wash the hands, the water is tummy, right? I wash my hands. And the tummy now isn't extracted from the hand to the water. The water is tummy, the hand is tar. Question, first thing, why doesn't that water immediately be metame the yad all over again?
Very good.
Basic question, right?
I asked that, yeah.
So the answer is, it would. It really would. The only reason why it's not is because it's less than a revius.
Okay.
If the amount of water on your hand was more than a revius, a very large hand, and the amount of water that's wet on your hand would be a revius, it would just be a continuous cycle. The water, I pour it in the hand, extracts the tumah to the water, the hand is tahar, the water is tameh, and now the water is metame the yad.
Right, if it's more than a revius?
If only time water has the ability to be metame a yad is only when it's a revius.
So we always wash it when it's more than
yeah,
a
revius. Yeah, but by the time, when you finish washing, when you wash, there's no longer a revius. It spills out. How much water is resting?
Oh,
how
never,
much drops?
It's never
a revius. Because if it was a revius, you would accomplish nothing. Because the water that you pour extracts the tumah from the yad onto the water, and the water is tameh. The water that's tummy, you have tumma touching your hand. So why isn't the tumma that's touching it, why doesn't it go and nochamol be matame the yad? If the water is tummy, so what is the answer? The answer is because the water is less than a revius. The water that's remaining on your hand is less than a revius, and the water that's less than a revius does not have the ability to be matame. How do you like that?
Love it.
Okay, so here we have Nosan Mayim Rishonim Alperek. Now the drops that's reserved here. Okay, Mayim Rishonim, Hey Mayim Shemitim Minayat. The Chol Zman Shehem Alayat. As long as the water is on him, Loi Gozru Aleim Sheyitam Wesayat. The Imlay Ken. If you're going to say that water that's less than a revius has the ability that's tamek and tamek yad, Ain Liadaim Taharol Yoylam, because the water extracted the tumah, and now the water Nochamol is automatically contaminating the yad. You're going in a vicious cycle. Chazunish. Uchashe yifrishu min ayad. V'chazru leha. Now when that water leaves the hand and returns to it, harei elu mitamen es ayad. When the water leaves and returns, like we learned above, when the water leaves and returns, it's mitamen the yad. And why is that so? Uchashe yifrishu min ayad. He's saying some way out stuff here, which I have no idea what he's saying over here.
Why don't we get the Chazanish?
Let's just read the very basic. Okay, let's just forget about this.
That whole story with the Chazanish is out the window.
Why? We just said that it's not going to be metame. The new takana. Even when it's less than revius, if it's perishim comes back, what doesn't make sense? Who are they in Shemaim Atzam? Because Persian Yad Achas Chaverta, and Thomas Chaverta. We are having Lukma Vidayim, Mashka Tamish Aleim, the Yedayim, Shuba Yilish Maim Shim, I don't know. This is way over my head. Let's just read the basis, okay? Not, there's obviously a lot of problems over here. You wash one end, each one is separate. Nasan mayim rishonim pachos mervius al zobe fin atzma. Nasan mayim rishonim pachos mervius al zobe fin atzma. Okay, you pour water on this hand separately. You pour water on this hand separately. So what is the halacha? Right now, the hands are tahar. The hands are tahar. This is tahar, this is tahar. But the drops of water on the hand are tameh. Is that easy to understand?
Yeah.
That's simple, right?
Yeah.
I pour water on this hand.
Yeah.
What is the status?
Okay, you better dab it. The guy's up there. Really.
What's the status? Very quickly, what's status?
Yeah, so you got tummy tick of water on the hand.
But the hand itself is?
Tummy.
Now, I bring the two hands together.
Right.
When I bring the two hands together, the drops of water on this hand, takonas chazal, will be mutame the water on the other hand.
Why?
Because
it's not enough. Why should they?
Because the part of the takon is only, it's not mutame itself. But it does have the capacity to mutame something else. This the chazal said a water that's less than
only on one hand.
Only
on one hand.
On the hand itself. On the hand itself.
Not when
but
you
it does have the power
other
the other. So therefore, since this water is tame, this water is tame, when this water touches this water, and when this water touches this water, they contaminate. Not just they contaminate it with a much more significant level, where the hands become tameh. See if yadav uzov because they lost the lay mayim shniim. So mayim rishonim al gav yad achas mitamim mayim rishonim shal gav yad shniya. The water from this hand will be mitamim the water from this hand. The water from this hand will be water from this hand, and mayim shal gav yad shniya choyish mitamim and then the water will be mitameh the yad. The water becomes tameh from another hand. And that term is so powerful, it'll be matam of the other hand. Av kishayitin mayim shneem al shtey yadav lo nitwa yadav. And then when you pour mayim shneem, it's too late because the water has been, the hands have become tummy all over again. So if you wash each hand separately, you wash this hand separately, wash this hand separately, and then I touch each other when they're wet, you've destroyed the whole kayach, you've destroyed the potential for the mayim shneem to be matam the mayim. There's something over here doesn't make sense. All right, tomorrow we're going to have to come back and understand this in more depth. Maybe I should give you Art Scroll. Art Scroll has also a parish. They have now a